The skies over downtown Detron were turning into a hot and muggy stew, a fitting atmosphere for a long, swollen day that seemed to be on the cusp of something violent and dangerous. In the streets below Reaper 66, Republic Marines were engaged in heavy riot control action, trying to keep order against the Socis, who had taken to the streets to air an unending litany of grievances against the Republic, the powers that be, and the forces that protected those powers. The irony that those forces also protected the Socis themselves was apparently lost on them. The protests started 3 weeks ago, a series of anti-government marches that blossomed into something that looked too much like a full-blown war zone. Sections of the city were no longer under control of the planetary government. Arson, rampant looting, and a spree of homicides, payback killings between rival gangs and cartels, all went unaddressed. It was sensational, and the media took notice. Opinion pieces demanded Republic action, each with a slant aimed at pointing out the failings of whichever House of Reason faction they didn't quite agree with. Below Reaper 66, everything looked tired, burnt out, and spoiling for a fight. Masses of people in makeshift Soshi ninja gear, black pants and shirts, black fabric wrapped around heads to conceal identities, and Marines in full kit angled toward each other along the streets and broad avenues, the Marines in orderly columns, the Soshis in the chaotic spacing of a mob. Each side had their preferred form, and those struggling for power had their preferred solutions. Education and shared standards of living for some, austerity and no-tolerance crackdowns for others. A few had been pushing for the Legion to come in and make peace. Everyone knew they could do it, but nobody wanted them there. Not really. When the Legion showed up, things got too final, and odds were no one would end up happy. But none of that was Reaper Actual's problem, not at the moment. The Soshis in their red and black gear waving banners demanding everything they could think of, more pay, more services, and lots of free everything, they weren't the problem either, as much as they truly wanted to be. Not for Reaper Actual and not for the Marines below. A lot of them were students, young kids convinced that only they knew and could do the right thing. That kind of fire burned out with heavy doses of reality and time. The kids weren't the reason the Marines sent frantic exchanges over the comm system, warning that things might be going from bad to worse. As the NCOs drove their hull busters forward, the Marines were well prepped for the maelstrom of thrown debris and homemade incendiaries they encountered. They had shields and inferno quenchers capable of putting a fire out almost instantly. No, the real issue was the professionals mixed in with the idealistic marchers. The pros. The professional agitators could be counted on to show up whenever and wherever there was dissatisfaction with and disobedience against the Republic. It was the pros who made things dangerous for those playing out their little tableaus on the street, tableaus featuring such familiar roles as chanting rioter and tip of the government's spear enforcer. The pros came with toys, training, and violent intent. 3 days earlier, a Marine spotter had been shot from the roof of a building by a sniper using a military-grade weapon. The sergeant had died on the scene, despite the riot gear protecting him and the medevacs on demand in the air above. A day later, a Marine officer had been wounded while sitting in the command cupola of a Wolverine. That one was avoidable. The officer should have been inside with the hatch sealed, but the guy was a point and had been acting as though this were some victory parade over the local quelled populace, arrogantly playing the role of conquering military commander.